Track 6. Unit 2. Listening 1. The Inventions of Arthur Pedrick.
So, that's the general introduction to the course, the class schedule, your textbooks, exams, and assignments, and so on. Now, since it is our first day together, I thought we could also have a little fun, too. So, if everyone can have a look at the handout titled The Inventions of Arthur Pedrick. Everyone's got it? Good. Now, you're all future engineers. So who can tell me what these inventions are? Let's start with drawing A. Anyone? How about you, Ling, right?
Right. Let me see. Wow, who knows?
Have a guess.
Well, it's something related to golf. What exactly, I'm not sure.
A good start. Actually, this is a special golf ball that you can control after you hit it. Oh. Let's say you hit the ball and it starts to go the wrong way. What golfer hasn't had that happen? Well, with this ball, you can steer it back in the right direction. Oh, yes. Brian, you have a question?
Yeah, so who is Arthur Pedrick?
Ah, yes. Thanks. Let me go back a bit and explain. Before he became an inventor, Pedrick had worked in the British Patent Office for many years. After he retired, this was in the 1960s and 70s, he patented about 160 inventions, all very unusual ones like that golf ball. Or here, in drawing B. Oh, well, who can tell me what this is? Yes, Ling.
It looks like a car you can drive from the back seat.
That's right. He said people in the back seat always complained about his driving. So now they can drive. Pedrick had a lot of other inventive ideas for vehicles, like a bicycle you can ride underwater. And, yes, you have a question. Sorry, your name is?
Marco Ruiz.
Marco Ruiz, thanks. Go ahead.
So, sorry, it's just, I mean, a car you drive from the back seat, an underwater bicycle, why would anyone want these things? He sounds crazy.
Well, I prefer the word eccentric. And it's true that none of his inventions were ever actually produced or sold. And it's also true that some of his patent applications were more than a little strange. A lot of them made references to his pet cat, for instance.
Okay, but I still don't get it. If his inventions were never going to be made, why patent them? I mean, what's the point?
True, I see what you're saying. But that really brings me to the point I wanted to make today, which is that engineering isn't just about making practical things like bridges and computers. And it's not just about making money either, although obviously who doesn't like money? You see, what Pedrick did was he looked for problems in the world and he tried to solve them. And some were small problems like being bad at golf, but he also worked on solutions to the really big ones, like ways to prevent nuclear war, or how to deal with world hunger. Drawing C is a prime example of that. Now, this is a system for shooting snowballs from Antarctica to the desert in Australia. Yes, I know it sounds crazy, but it could work. And it would bring water to people who really need it and help them grow food. So it's a big solution to a big problem.
I get it. Finding solutions to real problems. Isn't that why we all went into engineering?
Yes. Pedrick serves as a great example of big thinking and creative problem solving. OK. Now, for next time, I need you to look at pages 45...